Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, this that MC.
Fire out the reefer, throw back the yike. Holler at your people, tonight. We taking flight, turn off the light. Holler at the DJ, tell them drum it tight.
I'm growing on that focus, and all these critters don't be, I'm a fucking club
joker.
just started, and then it just disconnected me. I hung up when I started talking.
You know, that's how it is.
Well, two-day time of chit-chat, bringing up the day's topic, question, and all that good-ish. And we're talking about internet. You know, I know this is a Miss Computer Lady issue, but, you know, we got to cover that real quick, because that's what happened yesterday. You know, I wasn't able to log on to anything because my Bright House, which is what I got at the house. I got Bright House. Bright House has the all-in-one service to where you get the internet, home phone, and cable all in one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you can't access it?
Man, no. Because when one thing goes down, everything goes down.
Oh hell no.
Yeah, that's what it means. All in one, man. That was, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
The police all in the middle of the road and shit. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
She's riding,
trying to buck traffic. She riding around buses and shit. All right, this is what our taxpayers pay for. Sorry, people. I'm in the hood right now. My bad. Shout out to Trey Folk, 34th Chelsea Street. I'm out here live, doing a real big, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
Yeah, and I'm watching the police as they harass people early on. Look at this shit. Goddamn street sweeper leaving more dirt than he picking up and shit. The hell is that? But anyway, so I went to go log on, but I had lost internet from like early that morning, from like 10 o'clock that morning, and I ain't have no home phone, no cable, or the internet until 3 o'clock that afternoon. So you're talking about all day action. And for people out there that don't have cell phones, that's dangerous. You know what I'm saying?
That's almost gone cold turkey there.
Yeah. And or even if you had a cell phone, depending on what kind of area you in, you know what I'm saying, it might not get reception.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no service at all on any of them.
Nothing. Once one go down, everything is down.
Wow.
I'm like, God damn, I need some bondage around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah.
What the hell going on? So,
I'm going to touch a dangerous subject right now. It's been locked.
I went over homeboys to call in and talk to him, because I told him I was going to go off about that shit. That dumbass shit. I said, man, let me tell you motherfucking stuff. Fuck Bin Laden, fuck Saddam Hussein, fuck the CIA and all the rest of their goddamn operatives. And they got motherfucking working for them. Yeah, I ain't calling them agents. I'm just calling them operatives. Just because you operate with somebody, that don't mean you know what I'm saying? Because you affiliate with a person, that don't mean you do what that person does. Just because you affiliate with me. You know, that don't mean that you got to smoke weed. You know, my girl affiliates with me, but she don't smoke weed. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you affiliate with me, but you don't drink beer. I drink beer. You know, so you affiliate with me. You know what I'm saying? You operate with me. You're operative for Reckoning Gang Radio. But if you get pulled over, I shouldn't sit up here and get pissed off because, you know, you had a pound of fucking weed when I ride around, you know, with a gram of weed. Shit, you're operative. So, yeah, that had been a lot of bullshit was just that, some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They got nothing else to talk about in the news. They trying to cover up fucking Obama's birth certificate bullshit. Like, anybody gives a fuck about that. You know, I wouldn't give a damn. I don't give a fuck if you born on planet X. You got six arms, two heads and shit. Two heads is better than one. That's my concept, goddammit. And shit, you got six arms, so you can do more fucking work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's my concept, boy. Hey, well, you could. You could have two stupid motherfuckers. Or you have one smart head, one dumb ass, call a conflict. Ain't getting shit done. You know? I don't want to do it. Y'all. Now we doubly fucked. I had two stupid motherfuckers in one body, so.
Today, Bin Laden is dead.
One of them sand niggas is dead. That's what they call them. Yeah, call them sand niggas. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
People, we need to get the fuck out of Africa. That's what they need to do. Get the fuck out of Africa. I don't want to hear all that Sudan and all that shit. All that Africa. Get the fuck out of Africa. Fix your own goddamn shit and don't worry about nobody else's shit. You know, that's the whole problem with the United States. They always worry about fixing somebody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? But leaving our shit all total
they
fuck
up. Nobody's stuff. They fixing their fat pockets. What you talking about?
They did what?
No war. This is about oil. This is about money. This is about lithium.
But yeah. I mean, you got. But I'm saying,
to
get the fuck
over to Libya now. That's all.
No, this is about getting as many troops as you can in one of the biggest, most powerful, most richest countries in the fucking world, Africa.
Italy.
That's what it's about.
That's right.
What the fuck it's about.
Robbing
They got themselves all stationed around all these different countries except Africa. They ain't got too many bases set up over there. You know what I'm saying? So that's
watch
the next
out now.
Little
you
thing.
About to get shut down, brother. You about to get shut
hey.
Down.
Man, shit. I'm on a free open network right now, free open source. So this shit gets shut down. Check me out on trilateralradio.com. We talk about the real issues, real news. Get to you really blood raw. That's real. www.trilateralradio.com. Look up Trilateral. And is you get the whole picture of what we all about. Because what Trilateral is about is what the fuck we about. All that secrecy and shit, you fucking right. We just about uncovering the secrecy. You know what I'm saying? We got it like that. Can't be scared.
Yeah, like it is.
Can't
brother.
Be scared.
Okay.
Hell yeah, gotta uncover it. Oh, what's that, Anthony? My. Hell yeah. So my thing today was talking about, you know, damn, my drawers all in my ass. Hey, people, ladies, don't be. Don't buy your. Yeah, don't buy your man them sexy looking briefs and shit. Cause for me, big nuts, it don't work. You know what I'm saying? Big nuts it just don't work for big nut people. Sorry, don't mean to be all graphic, but my nuts is all hanging out my little briefs and shit. So it's like uncomfortable at the moment. I'm about to just snatch them off like they did in Zoolander. So, you know, somehow I pulled my drawers off with my pants still on and shit. Don't ask me how. I seen women do it. Shit. Fuck it.
Too much visual going on here now.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, the difference. What's better, your home internet service or getting Wi-Fi? You know what I'm saying? Trying to depend on your local area connection or to get an actual, pay for the little airtime call.
Right.
You know, what's more valuable? You know what I'm saying? And actually, I don't know where Miss Computer Lady at, but if Miss Computer Lady, you hear this show, you know what I'm saying, you run this back in the archive, make sure you hit me up with a, or just come on the show and say, I'm addressing that question that you had. You know what I'm saying? This is blam, blam, school to blam, blam. You know, that's how I'm trying to get down. But me personally, Wi-Fi sucks. Even though I'm on Wi-Fi right now, depending on if you can get it or not is the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm on right now. Who is this? Oh, shout out to Inception Radio. All right, we got Inception up in this. Yach! Hey, shout out to PSN Radio Network.
Is the chat room open?
Yeah,
that's up. Oh, it's not coming up for me again.
Oh, you know how you do, Web. You at? I don't know where the you at.
That's ETR, baby, not me.
ETR. Yeah, we working on it. www.trilateralradio.com, home of the exact chat room. But you have no problems logging in. Believe that. Shit. I'm logged in every time I go to listen live and shit. I'm like, damn, I didn't even want to log in. Fuck it. I'm here.
Wow.
I'm here. And that's our thing right now. Everybody's wondering what's going on Trilateral Radio. we pretty much done with the cosmetics of it. We just focusing now on getting the scheduled times to start the test streams and stuff for the show. But once I do the test, then I can take over the ship. You know what I'm saying? After that, and then everything will start, you know, being live for the 2-hour show. So, excuse me. And
got a guest too.
Oh, yeah, I seen the guest up in there. Shouts out to the guest. Yeah, all right. You know what I mean? Might be from Trey Folk. Shouts out to Tampa, Florida. Matter of fact, shouts out to what the hell these people is. The motherfucking people that come around, group of white people with one black person to feel safe. Hey, y'all, granddad, to feel safe in the neighborhood, and they come work on these houses. Y'all ain't got that in y'all place?
No, I ain't heard of that. No.
Yeah, well, we got this shit. These white folks come, and I applaud them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, it's kind of crazy, though. You won't see a group of black people go to the white neighborhood and be allowed to work on a house and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then a group of these, and these motherfuckers don't even look like they work, you know. So I don't even know what the hell they doing, like some doctors and shit, looking for some PR time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, let's go work on a house in the inner city. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, well, we got time for some more chit chat here. Did you see the wedding?
Fuck the wedding. Shit. Fuck the whole British family. I don't give a fuck about no Brits. Fuck the Tea Party, too. Hell, I give a damn about them, man. Fuck royalty.
The bride I've ever seen.
Well, I give her that. Now she was
stunning.
She's a sexy little piece. But your family gay though. I mean, how can you be with a motherfucker that your daddy gay? So if the daddy gay, 9 times 10, your motherfucking ass gonna be gay.
Wow.
Lay on down the line. I hate to stigmatize that. You know,
come on,
my dad died of age. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like, oh, you gonna die of age. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit. To retract that. But I'm saying,
yeah,
they look like a happy couple and shit. But what the fuck does that have to do with the United States? Because we still owned by Britain, you know? Fuck that. Because you motherfuckers still own half of every goddamn thing in this fucking country that we sit up here thinking that we getting for the low, like your fucking gas and all that, fucking BP, British Petroleum. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit. Y'all raping us, man. Y'all raping America from the inside out and outside in. And then you feed false news inside this motherfucker about your own goddamn goings on. That's BBC. We're supposed to be the world leader in news. Man, please.
Right.
World leader in false reports, just like telling lies through a vision like the rest of you motherfuckers be doing.
It's all lies, people. All lies.
Yeah. So you got one. Anything you hear Fox say is a good thing, you know it's fucked up. Fuck. In affiliation with BBC News. Red flag, red flag, yellow, white, pink flag, throw all the bitches. Jesus. All the motherfuckers.
Throw in the
it's
white one, would you? I surrender.
I'm saying, surrender, because, Jesus, people, don't get me started on that. Don't get me started.
I
did. But last night, you know, and that did come up. The Bin Laden shit came up last night. Shout out to Broke Hoes Lounge. We was all working at, you know, I was working at last night. You know, and it's funny to me, you know what I'm saying, how my homies and shit who don't even watch TV, you know, don't even really listen to the radio that much, you know what I'm saying, but hear through the grapevine, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. Oh, Bin Laden. I said, well, what the fuck? Did your world just change? Did you just get a check in the mail? Did you just get some extra motherfucking food stamps on your food stamp card? What the fuck does his capture, being out there, or anything else have to do with you and your neighborhood and your personal situation and everything else? That's like when, you know, when I applaud my homegirl. Hold on. I'm going to give her a little promo real quick because I applaud her for that. Vote for Denson District 59, committed to communities. That's Tatiana M. Denson. She's running for candidate for State Representative District 59, which is my little district around here, and y'all can hit up at 813-644-9159. If y'all want to show some financial support, y'all can hit her at Denson, D-E-N-S-O-N, Denson Ford District, all one word, Denson Ford District 59 at gmail.com. And she's committed to communities. Now, this is one of my old, well, she's still a customer, but.
That's what they all say now. Come on. They just.
No, nah, what I'm speaking on for her, yeah, what I'm speaking on for her, though, I mean, from the, I've known her probably like 3 years now, and I've known her from the jump. I've known her before she was even thinking about doing something political. She's always been involved in the community. She's always been doing something for the kids. She's always going around and doing something for the schools. And you know what I'm saying? She's always been doing that. I mean, ever since I met her, she always bring me something and be like, hey, do this for me because I need this field, or do this for me because I need that field. You know what I'm saying? Or I need this promoted. Put that out there for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about community. She's always been involved in the community. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, out of every state representative, she's the only one I've ever met.
All right.
Put it that way. I said, how the fuck do you all vote for people, you know what I'm saying, for motherfuckers that's scared even coming to the neighborhood? They only coming to the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, and she's in the neighborhood. She's in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, going to everybody. She's stepping to everybody. Look, this is what I'm doing, and would you mind making a small contribution to my campaign? Hey, I'm fucking, yeah. There you go. Shit. I give a goddamn dollar to these old bum-ass motherfuckers on the corner talking about they need a beer and all this other bullshit, you know what I'm saying? When we stay in the goddamn the United States of great goddamn America, where the only place you can go and go to a goddamn church and get some fucking food, go to another church, get some drink, depending on what church you go to, you know what I'm saying? You might watch what you drink. Yeah, you know, the pastor might have slipped in.
I got some more chit chat for you. How about the
in his bubble?
How about Obama's birth certificate?
Man, I seen that shit. Who cares? I just brought that up. Who cares?
That's not real.
You know? But let me ask you something. Can you alter your birth certificate? Have you ever in history heard of some shit being altered?
My birth certificate?
I mean, anybody. I'm talking about. I mean, goddamn Bush. Why the fuck you wouldn't alter Bush's shit? Make him be younger or some shit. That old motherfucker, or dictator. Y'all should alter his shit. God damn, he might have had a better time running in the election if we thought he was 45 instead of goddamn 85. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Y'all altering the wrong shit. I mean, that ain't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, who cares?
That's what I'm saying. All this matters.
I mean, honestly, who cares? You fucking put, oh no, I'm a goddamn fake-ass movie star, ex-Nazi motherfucking actor in the goddamn, one of the biggest states of the United States, California. That's got shit going on. It's got shit popping. The only next thing y'all would have did was put him in charge of fucking New York. And there's too many mobsters and gangsters that ain't going to play that bullshit. That's the only reason why he ain't take his ass in New York. But other than that, his ass, but he know he was fake and fluky, just like California is, not the whole state. But because y'all got Hollyweird and that motherfucker that produces all these Hollyweird motherfuckers that know how to act well, that's why they're going to play these roles, such as the presidential roles, because they're good actors and they can play the part. Oops, did I say that? My bad. Yeah. Well, look up your history on all your past former presidents. And look what they was doing before they got into the presidency. And I mean, look, majority of the motherfuckers was all actors from Hollywood. Or all of them that had some kind of on-screen TV roles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? To put them in that Hollywood limelight. Every single one of them. All of them bitches. Tell you now. That shit crazy. But, hey, you know, if you can play the part of the presidency, fuck it. God damn it. You going to pay me? And all I got to do is raise my own money, and you tell me I can do whatever the fuck I want to do? Shit, yeah, I run for the presidency. I'm first fucking agenda. is legalizing weed. That's what the fuck I paid for. That's what the fuck I'm doing. Because that's all it is. You know, you basically raising money and paying somebody to do what the fuck you kind of want to do. So you got to pay all these other 200 motherfuckers in Congress, 200 motherfuckers in the House of Representatives to get this shit passed for you. You know what I'm saying? So you can go ahead and, you know, do your little things. You know, get your little agendas out of the way and shit. So hell yeah, if I don't raise me motherfucking $50 million, you're fucking right. My first agenda is a goddamn legalized marijuana. You're fucking right. I don't give a shit. You states, all you motherfuckers is going to legalize it all the way across the board. I don't want to hear none of your bickering. You have to prove me beyond a reasonable motherfucking doubt and reason of why marijuana should not be fucking legalized. And then I'm going to look at the rest of the states that's already legalized and shit and tell you to shut the fuck up. And there you go. But I'm all for that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, people. You got what? What we got? Chuck Wood, what's happening? Seems like a motherfucking villain. Oh, I think we lost with him with Angel. Let's give a ship check. And we have lost Miss Heavenly Angel. One time, shout out to the International Smokers rep. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Sayonai. Out there. Yeah, doing a real big. We do got the site up and running, people. We just got the. It's a salt of Chelville.
WW what?
Oh, motherfucker. Fuck.com. Oh, shit.
Hey, is it?
That might be
place?
A new one. I got to go and register that domain name.
Check that out.
It's my damn arm.
Oh. www.what?
www.trilateralradio.com. Hey, and I got a, you know what torrents are, right?
The what?
You know what a torrent?
No.
A torrent. You ever heard of a torrent file?
Oh, yes. Torrent, yes.
All right. Well, click on that link. I just put you in the fucking best spot. If you start, let me tell you motherfuckers, this is another little internet service. This is a ISA. This is an internet service announcement. All you motherfuckers out there paying for shit on the internet, getting scared up by bitches sending you letters and all that dumb shit, you tell the motherfuckers to kiss your ass, all right? Because you're paying for this internet service. So if I'm paying $100 for the motherfucking service, you fucking right. Whatever comes on this shit is what the fuck I'm going to goddamn utilize. I ain't going to get penalized because you put Microsoft Word, the Windows Live, Movie Maker, and all this shit, and then because I turn around and make movies, you gonna sit up here and try to jump down on me. Hell no. So by being saying that, you shouldn't be paying for nothing. Okay, you shouldn't be paying for a goddamn thing. I mean fucking movies, music, I don't give a shit what it is. You shouldn't be paying for it. If you're paying for it, something wrong with you.
30 seconds.
You shouldn't be doubly paying for it. So go to Torrenting, TORRENTING.com and torrenting.com, but that's strictly for movies. It's for all my movie buffs out there. I'm putting you on something real cool. I need to go and sign up and be a fucking affiliate so I can get my goddamn payoff for that shit. But they got good clean movies, you know what I'm saying, that you can use, you can download. And then you go to utorrent.com. Oh, fuck that. Go to trilateralradio.com. I have a link and all that shit. I'm just going to set a link up so everybody can go. Just click on my links. Matter of fact, if you go to trilateralradio.com, just go down the list of the links, and it'll say free movies. Click on the free movies link, and bam, it'll take you to
you
everywhere you need to go. Yeah, I'll have that on the web.
Now, people.
Yeah. So, and that's the whole thing with that. I mean, all the new shit is out there, though. If you're looking for just movies to download for your kids and stuff, like they want to see something, you know, you can go there and it's quick. You know, well, I ain't going to say it's quick. Depending on your internet connection speed, you know, is how quick it's going to actually be. But, you know,
shout
to get free shit.
The radio for stopping by. Thank you.
Yeah, Intercession Radio. That's Jamie, right?
That's right. Florida,
yeah.
UFO.
About the Jamie. Where's he at now? I mean, well, he ain't on PSN.
No, he's on radio, you know, Inception Radio.
Oh, okay, Inception Radio. Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah. Okay. InceptionRadio.com. All your paranormal reviews, news, events, updates, everything in between. There you
right.
go.
InceptionRadio.com.
Yeah. Inception Radio. How is it? I wonder how that's been going. I got to go and stop by that and check them out, too, because haven't had a chance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's producing, too.
Producing what?
Shows.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
He's helping other people, you know.
Oh, shit. Everybody need help, goddammit. I need help, shit.
Yep, I got my trilateral.
Just trilateral up, but I got the best man in the business. I got the best man in the business, Mr. Sayanai.
Yep, don't get no better than that.
Yeah, so it's just timing right now. That's what we bumping heads into right now, because it's just the time difference that's, you know what I'm saying, so back and forth that we got to just, you know, find a mutual time. You know, my normal time, he'd be up, you know, 2-3 in the morning, that's when he actually up, you know what I'm saying? But for me, shit, that's 2-3 in the morning. You know, so the only time we kind of catch each other around is afternoon time when he get off work. But then, hell, I feel you, bro. You know, you get off work, shit, you don't want to get off work to do more fucking work. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that shit. That's why I don't be stressing the issue, you know? Shit, you can't push something for free. You know what I'm saying? When somebody doing something for you, you just can't be all, oh, man, you ain't going to get the shit done now. You ain't going to do the fucking shit now.
When you going to do
Yeah, you don't do no shit like that. You know, anybody ever tried me like that, guaranteed they got ass cussed the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Leave me the fuck alone. Oh, so let me give a VIP shout out.
What about all those tornadoes? All those tornadoes, is 164 tornadoes all in a matter of hours across, what, 8 states, and over 250 people died? That's horrible. Towns
yeah.
completely wiped out, and
yeah.
Dixie tornado lesson.
But it makes you wonder if the whole town was wiped out, where all the people go?
They gone. Or if they made it, there's one town where 14 people went into one cellar that her, this couple, this older couple, the wife insisted that he build a shelter, you know, a cement shelter in the ground. Yeah. Saved 14 people in the neighborhood.
And
they would have been killed.
Man. Yeah, they say he found a fucking dog. Well, no, that was another related story. Motherfuckers left for the weekend and shit. Left the dog in the damn house. How about the house get burnt. The house catch on fire. The fucking dog so smart, he go open up all the doors. Go down into the cellar, and somehow, don't ask me how this happened, but when the fire department came to rescue the dog, well, tend to the house, after they got the fire put out and they cleaning the shit up, how about they go into the damn basement, find the fucking dog in the basement in a tub filled with water.
What?
And that's how he survived. That's how the fucking dog survived. That's
wow.
how a fucking dog survived. Dog had to open up 5 doors in order to get down to the goddamn basement. Just to, yeah, he must have had to turn on the goddamn water, too.
Wow. And put a plug in, too? Come on, now.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Y'all kind of just, I don't know what they might have left. I can't even say they left that for him to be as drinking water. You know, that wouldn't even make
they
sense.
They might
you know
have. Yeah.
You know,
no.
That wouldn't make sense, but at the same time, you never know how people think about the animals. I mean, hell, goddamn fucking Boo News gets dressed up like a goddamn little fucking prince and shit. So, you know, hey, Yeah, that was on a trip, right?
They were on a trip?
Yeah, they probably did fill the top up
just to make sure he had enough water.
But, no, it's still crazy because they say he had to go through five doors just to get to where he needed to be at.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was the whole crazy part of it.
I wonder if they trained him to open up doors and he already knew how to do that. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I ain't think about that. All right, I got some business to take care of.
I'm going to
wrap it up early
because
I got to get up out of here. Yeah, and I'm on the jizz off. I'm going to hit you back tomorrow, huh? When we get this thing cranked up again, once again. It's Tuesday, time for Chit Chat Live right here on Regular Game Radio. We wrapping it up. Got to get up out of here, y'all. Live in the hood. All right, much love to you. I'll let you tomorrow, all
right? All right.
Hey.